now some festive thoughts from Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and her husband Phil the Greek.
My loyal subjects and illegal immigrants who flooded in from Eastern Europe. This is the time of year for reflection, to look back on what we've achieved in the past 12 months.
Got him! That'll teach you to smuggle yourself into the country!
Philip, one is trying to do one's Christmas podcast.
Oh, yes, right. Looking back at the year and all that, I liked it when that fat bloke had to dress up as a woman to infiltrate Bin Laden's hideout.
One worries about you sometimes, Philip.
I'm your private dancer, dancer for money.
Use the pool, use the pool.
All right, but if I slip a disc... Whoa, fuck it.
She meant the pole. What a woman. Off, take your burka off.
Seriously now, you don't want to see me naked.
Strip, or we strip you ourselves.
Okay, you ask for it.
But you are even more beautiful than I imagined.
You what? I've got hairy chest and man boobs.
Who cares? Come here, you hot bitch.
Fuck the mission. I'm out of here.
Boy, look at that ass move. She's getting away, idiot. Sound the alarm.
And as one recalls, the way they escaped was rather clever.
The front door must be around here somewhere. Oh shit, it's Osama and his men.
Stop right there. You must be the ladyboy who's been corrupting my guards.
Me? No, I'm a caravan salesman. I've been doing a bit of business with one of your brothers.
Is that so? Then you'd be able to answer this question. What is the maximum length allowed for a caravan when the towing vehicle is under 3,500 kilograms? That's excluding the coupling and drawbar, of course.
Well, it's bugger.
It's 7 meters. A real caravan salesman would know that. What the fuck?
Good evening, Colonel. Hak Duka Hikawaka?
What did he say? Screwed if I know.
May I have this dance?
Arnie, what are you doing in a tuxedo?
Just shut up and stick this rose between your teeth.
Ow! Thorns!
Now, we tango out of the front door, Freddy. Hey, stop trying to leave!
Sorry.
Stop this nonsense!
Run! Freddy, run!
Shoot them!
Ah, yes. The old tango out of the front door routine.
Shh, Philip. I'm talking to my people. But there have been some strange moments this year as well. Like this scene, which happened in the underground network of caves deep in the heart of Afghanistan.
Now, Mr. Bond, you are at my mercy. We are in the heart of Afghanistan's most extensive cave system and there's no escape. What do you say to that?
Listen, blowjob. I've told you 100 times. I'm Sean Connery. I'm an actor.
Ha! So, still sticking to that ridiculous story. Perhaps being cut in half by my laser will change your mind.
If it's all because of my performance in Highlander 2, I'm sorry. I really needed the money.
Oh, shit. Every time I get someone on the laser cutting table, it's the same. If that's a Jehovah's Witnesses again, they're straight into the pool of piranhas. Yes, what is it?
Hi. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, shit, Mormons.
No, it's all right. Just looking for an international terrorist.
What, you mean Osama? He's 3 caves down on the left.
Thanks. You've been a tremendous help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Oh, and if you ever need the services of an evil super genius, here's my card.
Thanks, Mr. Blowjob.
Nice guy. Kinda reminds me of Donald Rumsfeld.
Bloody Highlander 2. That was a kick in the knackers to all film fans. You shouldn't have knighted Connery. You should have beheaded him when you had the chance.
Philip, please. We enjoyed meeting Mr. Bush this year and found that we share a love of animals, especially dogs.
The only trouble is his dog's cleverer than he is.
Yes, as was proved when they were lost in France.
Anything else for you, monsieur? Okay, just the bill.
Thank God you speak Frogonese, Barney. Otherwise, I could never have ordered off this menu. Those garlic jelly beans were yummy. What do you mean, snails? Horse? Frog's legs? Well, that's a mean trick, Barney. What do you mean, payback for the years of dog food? Why, I oughta...
Monsieur, l'addition, pour vous.
Eh? Oh, the bill. Well, you see, the thing is, we don't have any money.
Excusez-moi?
Hey, look over there! It's the girl! Clever dog.
And one was especially impressed by its keen sense of humor.
What am I doing, Barney? Oh, it's an old trick my daddy taught me. Burning evidence? No, Barney. I'm lighting a fire to send smoke signals to my rescuers. You know, like the Indians used to do before we gave them casinos. This is gasoline, Barney. See? Pour some on the wood like so, and then light it. More? Well, if you say so. So now can I... The whole lot? Well, you've been right so far. Now, take out the lighter. Geez, Marie. Come on, light! God damn it! Barney, cross me that! Barney? Barney! Oh, shoot! Where's that dog got to now? Oh, well. Silly sod.
Philip, shh! Now, although this wasn't an anus horribilis...
Way!
One thing this year did get one's goat. And that was the fact that one wasn't even invited to the World Leader 2005 contest. Bastards.
Well, I'll be buggered. Is it me or is that a goat over there?
No, it's a goat. He's the newly elected president of Uzbekistan.
You what?
That's right. The people of Uzbekistan have just had their first ever free elections. Unfortunately, the ballot papers got mixed up with the best goat and show competition.
I don't flipping believe it.
Well, you better, sugar, because that goat has been elected to a 5-year term.
No, I meant that's who I'm sharing my bleeding room with.
Jeez, Tony, that's rough.
It's not funny. You're right, Tony, it's not funny. He looks real smart. I think we'll have to watch him carefully during this competition. Judges like that scruffy, unkept look.
If you want, I can always swap rooms with a goat and come in with you, Tony.
Well, let me see. One of you is smelly, obnoxious, and not house-trained, and the other one's a goat. I think I'll stick with the goat.
Suit yourself. Right. Must be off.
No, I was only joking. You can't leave me alone with him.
He's called Brian.
Yeah, he looks brainy all right.
Sorry, Tony. Yeah. Gotta go. I'm meeting Arnie over at Caesar's for some gambling, then he's taking me to the White Stallion to fondle strangers.
Still, one supposes it was worth not going, just to see the looks on their faces when the winner was announced.
And the results of World Leader 2005 are as follows. In third place, from France, Jacques Chirac!
God, I'm so nervous. I'm ready to wet myself.
Too much information, Tony.
Candy, I think I just wet myself in excitement.
That's why you're wearing diapers, George.
In second place, from Zimbabwe, Robert McGarvey.
Oh, wow. It looks like it's just between you and me, George. May the best man win.
Shut up, Blair. You're history.
Yeah, screw you, you limey loser.
But who's the winner of the World Leader 2005?
They take away a check for $1 million and the right to invade the country of their choice.
Please let it be me. Please let it be me. Please, 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 Lord.
And the World Leader 2005 is... Drumroll, please!
This is it, John. The best moment of my life.
From Uzbekistan, Brian the Goat.
Yeehaw! I've won!
George?
Yeah?
If anyone wants me, I'll be in a broom cupboard with John Elway.
But... the goat! They voted for the goat instead of me! The bastards!
Steady on, Tony. Remember, he had a cracking swimwear section.
It's a bloody fix! That poor Abdul swayed the jury!
World Leader 2005, we salute you.
And so we come to the end of this podcast. We have looked back, and now we can look forward to another year of health, happiness...
And stopping Charles from becoming king.
You said it. Right, let's shoot some hunt saboteurs.
Here's one! Unlucky, quick, before he gets into the hedge. Good girl.
And there'll be more gunplay, larking about, and even a whole new storyline in the next Royal Command performance of...
Whack My Bush.
I don't see the Osmonds. And why do I suddenly feel like I've been hit over the head with a frying pan?
Now to torture the infidel and ravage the president.